our good friend Mousy. How are you?
God. I had surgery last summer.
She had actually surgery twice last year, and actually she's been going there since we moved to Iowa, and it's been over 13 years, and they're just awesome.
Actually, the second time I wasn't scared. Dr. Law, he's like, if you were my daughter, I'd let you go through this surgery because it's fine and you'll do fine, and he was really supportive about it.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me.
When she was born, we knew immediately that she had a problem, but we thought it was just a small hole in the heart that would eventually close itself up. They discovered that she has a very rare heart disease known as tricuspid atresia, and it's a non-curable disease. It means that a normal heart has four chambers, and she was born with basically two working chambers. By the time she was 4 years old, she had actually 3 years old. She had had three open heart surgeries and has had subsequent surgeries since. Before her second open heart surgery, she had a less than 10% chance of making it through surgery. She's doing awesome. She's a miracle.
No one can feel those of your knees that you won't let show. You just call on me, brother. To lean on, I just might have a problem that you'll understand.
The doctors just told me that I would need a new heart probably in your late 20s. For all the surgeries I've been through, I mean, I think I'm gonna do fine.
When you're not strong, and I'll be your friend, I'll help you care.
She has the most awesome outlook of life. Every day is a new day, and you take every day. And, you know, I go to bed at night, and I thank God for another day, and I wake up in the morning, and I pray for another day.
I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on.
They are great down there, and, like, they have made my life so good because, like, the checkups and everything, they do so good. One of the nurses just gave me a stuffed animal. And, like, it meant a lot to me because I wouldn't expect anyone to do that. Like, anyone from the hospital.
I'll share your load if you just call me. If you need a friend.
The amazing thing, too, is that they had said when you were born, you wouldn't have lived beyond the age of two, and you're now a junior in high school.
Yeah.
Which means you're, what, 17?
Yeah. Thank you so much. I love being here.